This, I might go over about 20 seconds. Is that okay, Mayor Wheeler?
Fine, go ahead.
Okay. I'm addressing this to Mayor Wheeler mainly, but of course all of you, it's very important because the mayor is a police commissioner, but it's important for everybody to know this. Mayor Wheeler, have you talked to PC Marshman asking him about the tactics used in my case or about transferring my case to another cop? That is about attempted murder done to me and my son remotely by some tigered cops.
So we've had this conversation
No.
multiple times, and our staff has had this conversation multiple times with you. There is a jurisdictional issue here. Mm-hmm. We are not the Tigard Police. We are the Portland Police
Right.
Bureau.
Okay. A brief answer because I want to get this all in. I live in Portland. The assaults are mainly happening in Portland. That makes it Portland's jurisdiction. It does, and they know that, and you should know that. Okay, let me try to get all this in since I spent a few seconds there. Since it appears someone put a gag order on you about my case, usually, although you are at fault because you seem to have agreed to it, I will make a few questions that you should have or likely would have asked me to obtain enough facts and evidence to be able to make a good legal decision about how to make Portland police not continue to facilitate these daily assaults, threats, stalking, attempted murders, etc. For those of you who don't know, these mainly microwave and ultrasound weapons, voice-to-skull weapons, are easily verifiable. Question number one, since you say some tigered cops are shooting you remotely, how do you know it's them shooting you? Because they told me around late 2005, early 2006, they're shooting me with microwave weapons and ultrasound weapons. I also know it's them because when they shoot me, especially when it's a hard shot that feels like a needle was just stuck into me, they often make a comment taunting me about the pain they caused or the injury, burn, etc. they caused and where they shot me, even when I don't touch that place on me in response to the pain. Also, I recognize the voice of some of them because I've talked to some of them in person before. Question number two, how do they talk to you? They use voice-to-skull weapon technology. When used remotely, it goes through the cell phone towers. They have so many targets that they talk to them remotely, but they say if a cop carries it, it's about the size of a radar gun that cops aim at people as they drive to see how fast they're going. For voice-to-skull to work, they must aim it at your head for you to hear them talking or when they turn the volume down to give you a subliminal order or influence. That means they must know exactly where you are, and it means they're stalking you. Number three, you should have asked or likely would have asked me, what is their motive to do these assaults, harassments to you and your son? Sergeant Eskew and Lieutenant Rhodes, then later other Tigard cops, told me in early 2006 they love to harass people. They also said they love to torture people. They said they do this to me and others to destroy, weaken, or kill us parents so they can have more access to our money, possessions, and our kids. They are pedophiles. They admitted to that to me many times by their actions and what they said. They also say they try to take away or weaken the kids' support systems to more easily turn them into mentoring candidates or make it appear they committed suicide. They have additional motives.
Ms. Smith.
This is my last sentence,
I have a question for you.
Can I finish my last sentence on this, and I'll be right with you. They have additional motives to target me and others, hate crime reasons. They are Nazi cops. They admit it and often say racist comments. I had this much more, but I guess I used up my time. Go ahead. Mr. Fish.
Ms. Smith, I thank you for coming in today. And I've lost track of the number of times that you've come to council and essentially shared this same story. And each and every time, we've tried to direct you to someone in the community that can provide some support and assistance. And I feel like that as this continues, somehow we're failing you.
That's for sure.
Well, on many levels. And I just want to say to you that having this conversation before us when it's a different agency and the nature of your claims, we have tried to connect you to people and services because it's a public forum and there are privacy issues. We can't talk about that publicly.
Well, but I tried to get meetings with the mayor a few times, right. Never got a meeting, I wouldn't have to say all this awful stuff in front of everybody.
No, I understand. The question is, do you have someone that you are currently working with on this issue?
The way to stop these crimes, Mr. Fish, is to report them to police. Occasionally, I'll run into an officer who tries to say something helpful. The problem is there are too many of them who, because of the kind of technology they use, cover it up.
So I don't want to.
Portland, it is Portland's jurisdiction.
Ms. Smith, we don't have time to continue the discussion. I'm going to talk to the mayor and see if there's some other approach that we can come up with, because I feel like this is imposing a huge burden on you. And it's not leading anywhere productive. And I feel like we're missing an opportunity to perhaps address something more important. So, Mayor, I'd like to have a follow-up conversation with you, and we'll see what's possible.
Yeah, I'd be delighted to do that and to share with you the many, many conversations we've had with
people. It is a Portland police jurisdiction, though. Yeah. I live
in
Portland.
Thank you.
Yeah, good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Catherine. We appreciate your being here. Next item.